You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Sandy left 9 million cubic yards of debris in New Jersey, enough to fill a football stadium almost a mile high. Now, nearly 2 years later, residents who live near one of the landfills in northwest New Jersey, where some of the debris was taken, have gotten sick. The site is mired in lawsuits and controversy, and environmentalists say it presents valuable lessons for how to handle waste after future disasters. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian has more.
Shannon Cacavella remembers when the problem started, a few weeks after the storm. Her family was gathered at her home for Thanksgiving, and the smell of rotten eggs was so bad that everyone's eyes started burning.
People were tearing. My guests had to leave. We were choking. It was terrible. And then my daughter started in December with massive headaches, and we went to every doctor, every test imaginable, MRIs, CAT scans, pediatric neurologists, and it was concluded that it was from the environment, which is the Fenimore landfill.
Standing in her backyard, surrounded by woods, Cacavella can see Fenimore off in the distance through a clearing in the trees. She's lived here for about a dozen years without any problems, but now her home is considered ground zero for the worst of the fumes, and she feels pretty confident she knows what's causing them.
It's amazing on how all of a sudden Hurricane Sandy, the tragedy that happened there, was brought up to Roxbury. We just have to connect the dots.
Others in Roxbury, near Route 80 northwest of Morristown, report vomiting and nosebleeds. People have had to install expensive filters to drink their own well water, and some say their dogs have gotten sick and died. Local residents, township officials, and even the site's owner are all convinced that debris from Sandy is to blame for most of the issues. While state officials insist the problems are not connected to Sandy in any substantial way, they do agree the fumes appear to be caused by decomposing scraps of gypsum drywall.
Were they smoking crack when they thought you could bring in wallboard?
Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey Sierra Club, says that gypsum should not be mixed with other waste.
Everybody knows that wallboard gives off hydrogen sulfide when it gets wet. And landfills, you know, until they're finally closed, you know, will get wet. So why would you even allow that, knowing the impact that that stuff would have? Potentially.
He says New Jersey should follow the lead of other states like New York and New Hampshire and only allow wallboard to be dumped in landfills specially designed to handle construction and demolition waste. But State Department of Environmental Protection spokesman Larry Raganese says the material can be handled at a regular landfill.
You know, there's plenty of gypsum board in New Jersey that's landfilled every day. If you do it in a proper fashion, and you properly deal with your landfill and you properly put in the fill you're supposed to every day and deal with it as every legitimate landfill does, you don't run into these problems.
There are more than 700 aging former landfills like Fenimore all across New Jersey, and many lack modern-day safeguards to keep contaminants from escaping. Fenimore sat abandoned and unnoticed for several decades, but critics say the problems began after the site's owner hatched a plan to turn it into a solar farm. First, he'd need to cap the site to meet environmental standards, and that's where things got tricky. Environmentalists like Eric Goldstein at the Natural Resources Defense Council say the best way to do that is to simply add clean fill, soil that's free of any extraneous debris.
Under no circumstances does it make environmental or economic sense to bring in dirty fill, except perhaps to the landfill owner. But it's a major public risk, and I think you could find municipal landfill operators around the country who would say that that's a real no-no.
But what Goldstein proposes for bringing out-of-commission landfills into compliance is too costly, argues Matthew Fredericks, the attorney representing Fenimore's owner.
If the state had all the money in the world, it would be easy to just go around and put clean material that's very expensive to obtain and clean these places up. The state doesn't have that money, and so you need an economic model that allows these sites to be capped.
That economic model involves allowing landfill owners to accept truckloads of new debris, like that ground-up gypsum wallboard, to produce income in the form of fees from contractors disposing of their waste. But environmentalists say there's a better solution. They want the state to fund at least part of the cleanup through its sanitary landfill closure fund. Problem is, lawmakers of both parties have siphoned more than $100 million from that fund over the past decade for other parts of the budget. Debate continues to rage over everything that went wrong at Fenimore, with some pointing to residential neighborhoods that never should have been built so close to the landfill.
This is one of those situations where nobody comes out smelling like roses.
Again, the Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Eric Goldstein.
The way in which the facility was opened, a lack of environmental protections on site, the failure to engage the public in key decision-making points. It's really a case study of how to bungle a landfill closure. And unfortunately, there's enough blame to go around to both government agencies and the landfill operator as well.
In response to health concerns, the state seized control of Fenimore last year, put air monitors around the town, and installed wells to pump out the hydrogen sulfide gas and filter the air. This fall, they plan to cap a 19-acre portion of the site. Larry Raganese from the Department of Environmental Protection says they've made progress.
We were going to have a solar project on an old landfill, clean up the landfill to proper current standards and add a green component. And that was the plan for Fenimore. You know, the goal was to do something good. And in this case, it didn't work. And we're making it better now.
Indeed, the air quality has improved and the fumes aren't as persistent as they once were. But the issue remains contentious, with some residents demanding the state dig up the contaminated debris and truck it out of town. Environmentalists say the problems with Fenimore point to the need for a different approach to dealing with storm debris, one where more precautions are taken when handling potentially problematic waste. They're also calling for more state leadership and a statewide disaster debris management plan. With fears of more severe storms in New Jersey's future, critics worry the state has yet to learn from its mistakes. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.